This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a trustworthy private preschool? Well, one may be closer than you think. Today I have the pleasure of introducing the Good Neighbor, the director of Kids in the City Academy, Shiloh Fox. Shiloh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am well. We're excited to learn all about you and your company there. Tell us about your organization.
So we are a Christian preschool. We believe that every child has a unique fingerprint as a catalyst for change. The children at our academy all have different scopes of learning abilities. So we really fine tune into their unique ability to help them to be a positive impact in their community. We also are biblical based. We're based out of our church, which is City of Faith Church. So we stimulate our child's minds with sensory activities, gross motor activities. We cultivate their language building skills, and we also have in-house field trips while all giving them that biblical basis.
Wow, you said a lot there.
I did.
You know, we all are, our most precious asset is our kids, you know what I mean? So, you know, we want to really get them in a good environment and get them to, you know, the Bible says bring up a child and say, in the way they should, and they won't depart from it. So it's very most impressionate to shape them when they're the youngest, and their brains are like sponges, right? So Shiloh, how did you get into this business?
It's so funny because I was actually like on my track to become a forensic psychologist, and I
become
was
a what?
A forensic psychologist.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. So I was sitting in class one day and I was like, yeah, this is not it. So I actually dropped out of that major. And I was like, well, in the meantime of me trying to figure out what I'm going to do, let me just work at a daycare. I have 11 brothers and sisters. So I've been around kids all my life.
How many brothers and sisters you have?
11. I have a lot.
You said 11, 1-1?
1-1.
Wow. I thought I had a lot of brothers and sisters.
I know. Yeah. So as I was going through that, I started working at a daycare, and like the rest was history. I started doing one-year-olds, two-year-olds, all the way up to VPK. And then my pastors at my church, they wanted to start an academy. And then we just went from there.
No looking back, huh?
No looking back. It's been up since then.
What are some of the myths and misconceptions of preschool, Christian school, private schools? What are some of the myths and misconceptions?
I think the myth is when you're working with children so young, people think that they just play around all day, that we just do nothing with them. We just cuddle them, roll around on the floor with them. And that is like a fraction of what we do all day. Like you said, their brains are like sponges. And I was actually reading an article, and NASA did a study where 95% of five-year-olds have the mind of a genius. But then as they grow, it gets less and less from there. So our job as early childhood educators is to really cultivate that mind, make sure that they get their foundation for the rest of their lives. So we're doing way more than just cuddling children all day.
So what age do you start at?
We started infants all the way up to 4 and 5 years old.
Okay. Infants being like 2 months, 3 months, 6 months,
6 weeks,
6 weeks,
6 weeks. We start super, super young.
You're not messing around, huh?
I know. We got to get them in as soon as we can.
And you go up until when they're ready to get to first grade?
They go up until 4 years, up until like VPK.
Okay. All right. So, Shiloh, when you're not busy with your business, what does Shiloh like to do for fun?
I am a really outdoorsy person. I love like trails. I love going to the beach, stuff like that. I actually just got married like 2 months ago. So I've been dragging my new husband everywhere I go.
Okay. Yeah. So what's your, I know you said your name, you're no longer going to be a Fox. What are you going to be?
No longer Shiloh Fox. I will now be Shiloh Williams.
Williams. Okay.
Yeah, Shiloh Williams. Got to get that.
Okay. So I'm sure you got a lot going on now with the new marriage, settling in and all of that fun, exciting stuff. Yes. Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about one hardship, one life challenge, something that you went through and you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
I think that moment when I was 18 years old, sitting in my class, my psychology class, and I was like, this is not it. But I also didn't know where I was going to go from there. And I come from a Caribbean household where it's very strict and fine lines of how your life is supposed to be. And college is definitely a part of that road. So when I left, that was something that kind of threw everybody for a loop. And that was super, super hard. But I think because of that, I definitely got a sense of boldness on my decision making. And it definitely led me to where I am today. So I think that's that moment for me.
If I could be nosy, I guess it's my job to ask question, right?
Yeah.
Where in the Caribbean are you from?
My mom is from Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Okay, I'm from Jamaica too.
What?
Yeah. So we can get together with some ackee and sawfish.
Yes, please. I'm looking forward to the Christmas dinner.
So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. I want you to tell our listeners one thing that they should remember about Kids in the City Academy.
One thing is that we tend to the whole child. I'm not just here to tell them how to trace their name or show them how to complete a puzzle. I'm really here to tend to the whole child, their psychological end of it, their emotional needs, their physical needs. It's not just about what I can get them to do with a pen and a paper. The whole child and the whole family, really. I want to impact everybody, mom, dad, down to the dog. So, yep.
Our listeners now are thinking about the ages of their kids and their grandkids, and they have probably one word on the top of their lips, and that's how. How can we get more information on Kids in the City Academy?
How? They can give me a call at 772-448-4963. They can also visit our website. It's kidsinthecity.fun. Or they can come stop by. We're at 602 East Weatherby Road, right next to the Mercedes dealership.
Well, Shiloh, I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you and your organization the very best moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.